say this kind of love we've never seen. Because you're so good and you're so kind to us. You've been so marvelous and worthy. Father, that's why we've surrendered our praises and worship at your mighty hand. Come and be with us, lead us, and let your Holy Spirit take control of each and everyone in this place. May Holy Spirit take control of each and every heart in this moment, oh Jesus Christ.
Lord, you remain the same. I do not want to know some God you are.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Okay, we are going to praise the Lord. I want to see everybody up, like stand up. Because today you have to tell your enemy that you are a winner, man. Yes.
Forever, let your kingdom reign forever. Oh, yeah, yeah, Pandana yo, Pandana yo, Umera. chitibwa mukama ensinzi muwe chitibwa tendo lyeri munaona era manyigeka munaona yesu wachitibwa wachitibwa yo wachitibwa mukama ensinzi muwe chitibwa tendo lyeri munaona era manyigeka munaona yesu wachitibwa wachitibwa yo
bigger every day.
Because you've been with us here today. We thank you because you're still going to be with us, Almighty God, because there is no one else like you, Jesus. For you are God of vengeance, and there is nothing impossible for you, for you can win every battle for us, Almighty God. We thank you as you worship your holy name, oh Jesus.
Key. He gave me, oh, I'm free indeed. He entered.
has won my battle for me.
The God of ages,
God of ages, has won my battle for me.
God of miracles,
God of miracles, has won my battle for me. I'm a winner. From the inside.
Father Lord, for each and everything that you've provided.
God of Abraham, you're the God of covenant and faithful promises. And time and time again, you have proven you do just as you say.
You.
Information, this service is on radio as well. This service is on radio as well. So please enjoy it. We have some visitors. They're going to introduce themselves to you briefly, and then we go for the next program, yeah? Please stay hooked. So much is coming. They are wonderful friends of mine that I know are going to inspire you guys, yeah? I'm very sure these guys are going to do it for you.
Jesus here. I'm not hearing your energy. I'm not seeing your energy. Okay, can we all jump up and praise the Lord? Praise the Lord! Hallelujah! My name is Ruth Nyakato. I pray from Worship Harvest. If you've heard of Worship Harvest Ministries, and I'm glad to be here, and I'm ready to share what I have with you. Amen.
Hello. Hi. Hello. Hi. Yeah, my name is Opio Stanislas. Yeah, I'm a born again Christian. Amen. I fellowship with Christ Embassy Church, Luzira Branch. I'm so glad to be here with you today. I hope to share more later on when I'm invited officially. Thank you.
Amen, amen, amen. I guess you can go back and sit. But in the meantime, we have something very special for you guys. Eh? Right before we learn about the habits you are supposed to learn in school to survive well, immediately after school, there is something you guys need to prepare yourselves for. I don't know if my crew is ready. They are, but they are born ready. But in the meantime, you guys can be preparing questions about your school life, the things you want to understand, those friends that confuse you, eh? How to be concentrated, like in your books, a little bit more than you do on the other co-curriculars or something like that. But hey, there's so much coming. There's very much coming. I'm so glad you guys are here. And I'm thankful. My friends and your friends as well right now are going to be informing us of the things we forget to give attention to when we are in school. Eh?
God has given us victory. He has taken away all fears. What the enemy plans to do, God has turned it around for good. Now we dance, dance, dance as a victor. Move, move, move as a victor. Clap, clap, clap as a victor.
Jesus, make some noise. If you're booing, if you are booing, if you are booing,
for God, His love He can't afford you.
Fill the ones that lavishly abound ya.
Got nothing shines bright upon ya.
We'll be content
even when my knees are shaking. Even when my knees are shaking. Even when my knees are shaking. So fast. You are,
child,
you are my provider. You are my provider. Yeah, yeah.
I'll be content in every circumstance. You are Jireh. You are
God. Jehovah Jireh. You gave me peace, you gave me purpose, my provider. And when my enemies around me, got me tied up. When they threw me in the pit inside the fire, you are. My God, I'm my King, I'm a Father. Lighten my path in the darkness. Open my heart and behold it. Father, you reach out and cut us. The lover and the soul of these flawless. They don't understand my God is speaking. Cause me, I know this soul is my child. And on my body, my children, and on my body. You are my provider. KK, my provider. You are. You're my provider. Yeah, yeah, my provider. Yeah, yeah. Even if it's
in every circumstance, you are Jireh.
You are enough.
thank you for listening. Today has been a small problem because my friend has been a bit shy, but we shall perfect and do better. Thank you.
Next time better.
Next time better. Next time better. Next time better. So, ladies and gentlemen, we are getting ready to get going. This is the part where you need to listen the most. This is the one part where you need to listen the most. Okay? The info you need is going to be right here. So do you a favor, do me a favor, do your parents a favor, and listen good. Because if you don't listen to this, because if you don't do this right now, you'll find yourself regretting. You'll wish you did this. Okay? So right now, I'd like to invite my guests to the stage. And there's a class representative for Senior 3. And Senior 2, the gentleman, I don't know. Radio is about ministry. It's about representing your community. And Form 3 has quite enough members. Form 2, we don't have any gentlemen who want to come in and represent you. We need them. Form 2s. Even Form 2 girls, it's just one. We need you guys. So right about now, I'd like to invite my guests to the stage. And we get going. Please, a round of applause, please. Thank you so much for your attention. And right now we are about to start, okay? I'm giving the stage over to the guests and I'll be bringing some more people from within you, eh? Yeah, your friends are coming up. Enjoy the session.
Hello. Good evening. Good evening, school. Yeah. Yeah, you guys are doing great. The dancers, the singers, the performers, you are doing good. Amen. Amen. Yeah. I also used to dance back then. No, not sample. Right now, I do music. I'm a gospel artist. Sample. DJ. I have my song here on the phone. How can we play it? Can we use Bluetooth? Or use a cable? I have a song titled Dream Child. Everybody say Dream Child. Dream Child. What is Dream Child in Luganda? Mwana wange lota. Loto mwana. Echiroto cho mwana. What else? Any other person? All answers are correct. Omwana lota. Loto Mwana Omwana Lota, it's all correct. Dream child. Oh, dream child. Omwana Owebi Loto. Amina. Dream child. Yeah, it's a message that goes to the young and the parents, the teachers, the leaders in our community. Amen. It's inspirational, educative. Are you ready? We're going to sing together, okay? Are you ready? We sing.
Like every little child in the world has got a dream. Everybody got a dream. Hold on to your dream. DJ, sound it. Run it up. Okay. Let's go. Abana mubabulirire nga bakyali bato. Newe balikula tebalikivako.
Yeah, listen.
Atora tiduweri kedi shako puputu. Niko kite shishana kinu puputu. Mami chori yeni kuno jali yeni chie. Mami mini do papa. Like every little child in the world has got a dream. Everybody got a dream. Hold on to your dream. Every little child got a dream. Everybody got a dream. Hold on to your dream.
Babi gambuto eba kolanga bakuzemu. Babi katebi abazei neba mulirana. Yojo kusanga muzei gwaranyisa. Olusi mabale yojo sanga. They are not good listeners, they imitate. Your responsibility don't delegate.
Bufunalizi wako kuwa koweleza. Like every little child in the world has got a dream. Everybody got a dream. Hold on to your dream. Every little child got a dream. Everybody got a dream. Hold on to your dream.
Yo, tobanyumiza Santa, taliyo kwetumbula talanta. Tofuwa kuwanywe safanta, teba baba ganja planta. Hey dream maker, tikole kati kumaweka. Tiroto chakukula eka, hana naigira tukeka. Daughters and sons, them never live to see what they could become. Yeah, like the moon and stars, different purposes for life.
Has got a dream, everybody got a dream. Hold on to your dream. Every little child got a dream. Everybody got a dream. Hold on to your dream.
Yeah. Everybody has a dream. So hold on. Thank you so much, DJ. Everybody has got a what? A dream. So hold on to that what? That dream. Amen. Yeah. Have you learned something? Have you learned something? Do we have any itesots here? I see. Okay, listen. Achorati duweri kedi shako puputu. Inyiko kite shishana kino puputu. Mami chori yeni kono jali yeni che. Mami mini dopo pali yeni che.
Listen. Onach inachi napakin mami podo. Nyekede kipuga kwapke Irai nyese chokon kun. Emorulu mami jangai. Inapakini, inapakini, mami podo ujo. Edekeli mayoni mame jotono. In you he resides. Tomakoni inside.
Mami bola nari kakiro toke tomo Tabo longe se jame dakuna Oduma chowa oduma shanut Oduma chowa ipuga akona kabakanut Are we understanding? Oh, we are overstanding. I believe we are understanding. Okay, let's head straight to our agenda for the day.
All right, thank you so much. And the lessons are just starting now, eh? We are going to do this together, okay? We are going to do this together. Hello? What's going on? Would you like to say that here? Would you like to say that here on the mic? I'm looking for one lucky person to say what they are saying down there here. Just one. Okay, it looks like they are done, eh? They are done with the excitement. So I'm going to hand you over to Ruth first.
Hello. How are you? Now, listen and listen very carefully. It is very inappropriate for somebody to address you and you're talking as well. Okay? So we need some discipline in here. I don't want to identify you. Okay? So let's maintain some order and listen, okay? Deal?
Thank you so much. Yeah, now that sounds better. You like that voice more, right? Ah, I get it. It's normal. It's normal. Yeah, it's very normal. I like how you're sounding now, eh? I like the quiet. So today we are going to learn together. We are going to learn together about the few things you're supposed to do while you're here to ensure that you're not in a messed up position once you leave school. Okay? Right now, trust me, it feels like fun to leave each and everything academic related and you just have high school. They call it fun in high school, eh? Fun. And trust me, I had the most of it while I was here because during those days, this place was too free and we were very few. We had never felt this church up on Wednesday, we used to be like somewhere there in the middle, and the rest of it was empty. And as usual, no canes, yeah? So for us, we were just doing things according to our will, entirely, okay? And when I left this place, I swore I would never come back here for anything. On my life, I can say it, I'm not lying to you. I can never lie to you. I can't make up a lie in the middle of a church. But I hated praying. I hated each and everything that looked like academics. So I hated any school. And I hated the thought of going to church and stay still for an hour of worship and praising. And then afterwards, you stay for the preaching. So I went with this mindset that I will never come back here. But you know what happened in my life? Should I tell you guys how I ended up back here? A place I didn't want to be in. I ended up back here because I took chances. And I was like, let me live life the way I think I should live it. You guys think drinking is fun, right? I was one of the heaviest drinkers in Kampala. I drank for a year and a half. I stayed in Kololo and never left, just drinking and partying every day for a year and a half. And we used to call it a party license. for us, we have a party license. So in that case, I used never to leave Kololo. I was always soaked up in alcohol. Right now, the people who knew me those days, five years back, they think I grew fat because I was very, very small. I was very small, but it was just because I was following my desires as a person. Eh? Not the things God wants me to learn, but the things I wanted to do as myself were the things I was doing. I loved sauna. I loved to hang out with girls all the time. I love girls. Oh my goodness. I used to love girls very much. And I used to enjoy changing. Eh? I didn't like being with one person. It was boring. Eh? Nelson, are you okay? Please adjust this and Nelson, we good? Okay, so should we go back to the beginning? We just continue, eh? All right, so the guys in front have been hearing, but someone says I should rerun everything. Okay, so now let me do the rerun. I was the party licensed guy. We were the COVID night dancers of those days, 2019 to 2020. I was put on the news. I'm glad my mom didn't watch. That was all the transition. And at the end of everything, I ended up in Chitalia prison. By my very bosses, they sent me there. And that's when I learned that I had to change my life. Because when I reached Chitalia, now for the boys who are here, prison is something you're likely to see outside school life. Right now you're safe because you are in a school. Eh? You have an umbrella of school. You are a child. Eh? You are protected as a child. Okay, there is juvie, but it's not that bad. But once you reach one of those maximum security prisons, eh, you'll swear not to do each and everything you've been doing. Eh? All the bad things you say, I will never do them again in my life. Because only for the first night I was there, three people lost their lives in three different wards. Eh? And they lost their lives not because they were sick, but because the people they were living with there, those ones who think they have no chance at a free life, they beat you up. They beat you up, and once the power goes off, eh? You just need to know where you're standing and you need to be safe where you are, because once the power goes off in a jail cell, not these normal jail cells, eh? The bad prisons, people move around with all kinds of things. Toothbrushes to sharpened ones, of course, eh? You know the sharp ones. Have you ever sharpened a tip of a toothbrush at the back? So people use that a lot. They use forks, they use all kinds of things on people and they can kill you out there. Eh? So please, especially boys, I'm a boy. I love the things. Those days when I was here, eh? I loved all the fun you love. I love to be outside church at times like this. I love to be outside classes during 10 a.m. that session, eh? 9 to 10, I would be in the beach, sunbathing, and then I would come back up. I used to call myself a planned kid, and then along the way, they would chase me for fees. I still come back acting planned. Yeah, you get, eh? The things people here are doing right now. So, guys, today, this session is about those habits that you need to let go of if you want to have a successful life when you're 20, 22, Hello. 23, 24, 25, okay? Trust me, it's going to help you if you put it in your heart. I've been changing microphones, but this one is the best. I feel it. So guys, today is about those things you need to learn to let go of if you want to be happy when you are 25, 26, 27. I made it up to where I am right now in these offices I am seated in just because of luck. I'm here because I'm lucky. I'm here because Jesus loves me. He loves us all, but our luck cannot be the same. We know that, right? You might have a different fate, and I have an entirely different fate, okay? So please, when you are listening to these guys speak, give it your heart. Give it your heart, because it's going to redeem you in the future. Can you imagine leaving school, you? Can you imagine leaving school with a bad combination? You go to campus, get a course everyone else is doing, and you graduate among the 2 million graduates of that year. What are your odds of getting a job compared with someone who studied a very nice combination and went to campus and did a course that didn't have so many people and they actually thrived in it? How do you think you compare to that person when you reach office and you want a job? You are two people. You have a master's degree in that is of course after some long time, eh? In like multimedia and what? Mass communication. You know that course, everyone, eh? You've heard of that course. There's millions of people who are doing mass comm. And it's where you're going to end up if you're not reading your books well right now. You get? Do you get it? If you don't give your books attention right now, you think Form 1, Form 2 is early, you think Form 3 is early, trust me, you are late. You are late. And I just hope for God's sake, for your sake, for your parents' sake, that you are not one of those people walking out of a service like this that is telling you the things you need to do to be safe in school. I wish you don't be like me, because if you be like me, you'll need so much luck. You need so much luck to make it here. Okay? So right now, I would like to go for the very first point that I want to give you guys. First of all, do not be afraid to be uncomfortable. Right now, take yourselves as Jonah. And this situation you don't like is the fish. You get? The fish has swallowed you because you are stubborn. You don't want to get where you need to get. But the fish is going to deliver you to where you're going to go. If you keep fighting it, you are fighting your own fate, your own destiny. Me, I'm telling you the truth. I was in your position. I did what most of the boys are doing right now, getting out. I loved it. I would wait for the preaching to start. Then I walk out. Should I show you how I used to walk when I'm going out? Eh? I shall call you. Because it's in the blood. Eh? I shall call you. Okay, there's some thumbs up is here. Eh? So I'll show you. Eh? For me, I used to be like this. I go slowly until you see me walk out very well. Eh? Once I reach outside, I walk normally. I used to do that to hurt the people who are preaching. You understand? I go like, eh? Yeah, just to have you feel it. Okay? The guys who are doing the same, eh? I hope you don't turn out like me. Because if you turn out like me, you'll need to copy the nice stuff only. Copy the nice things, okay? You see someone who likes reading books, copy them, eh? You see someone who likes chilling with girls doing nothing, run away, eh? Go very far. You see a girl who wants to pull you towards boys all the time, go the other way, okay? You see that friend of yours who wants to take you out of class because for him, he has no notes in the book, and he thinks the teacher is about to arrive. So he thinks both of you should go together and go to like the pitch and dodge or something. Do not listen. Because this is your future. Apart from twins, we have people coming out one by one. Apart from twins, yeah? People come out one by one, eh? So unless it is your twin, and of which also your twin has to be taking you the right direction. Don't just follow like a sheep, okay? Don't just follow like a sheep. Be wise with your money. Be wise, eh? Those things of becoming rich, then you are the canteen at break, you are there towards lunchtime. It's not yet lunchtime, but for you outside class, you want to spend that money so badly, eh? Don't be like that. Watch your money. Use it for something nice. Invest it, okay? You don't have to splash everything on canteen snacks, eh? It's not cool. It's not good. So we are going to learn about so many habits. And in the end, I'm going to request you guys to ask your questions. But this time, the questions are going to be asked on stage. If you want to ask a question about anything, if you want to understand anything, you are going to be requested to come up on stage, okay? All right. Right now, I'm going to first hand you over to Ruth. My friend, she's called Ruth, she's a twin, and he's a twin as well. Her pair is somewhere out there busy. I wish she was here. They have beautiful voices. I hate to break this to you guys. These guys sing beautifully, okay? And then him, he's also a great friend of mine. You want a sample? I think she has no problem. Do you have a problem? She doesn't have a problem with it. I'm very sure. I trust her. So right now, Ruth is going to take over. And later on, we shall be getting back.
Some of you are wondering. Hi. You guys have been wondering why I'm putting on this. I just came with a cold. I wasn't feeling right, good. But I thank God that I've made it here. A sample will be next time, please. Thank you. Yeah. I'm glad to be here. You guys are amazing. I don't remember having such a congregation before. While I was growing up, I remember I used to have a lot of fear. I used to be very inferior. He has talked about his side. Me, my side was just fear. Like everything was a challenge to me. Even the slightest thing. So having me being here in front of you is a testimony. Yeah, it's Thank you. Thank you very much. First of all, we've come to share. We've not come to preach. We have come to talk about real things. We face real things. Yeah, when you are passing through the same stages you're passing through, we saw real things, and we believe that you have real questions. You know, when we come here, some people might fail to ask what they want to know, but we are here all to learn, not so. So we shall request each and everyone who has a question, don't mind what it is, we shall be here to answer, okay? Yeah. So he has talked about being lucky. In Christianity, I believe lucky is an understatement. You should call yourselves blessed. You are favored. In salvation, in God, God calls you his own. So he calls you to greatness. He does not call you to limit. So you guys, someone came here with a song of a dream child. We believe we have dreams. You guys did not come to school to stop here, did you? You didn't come here to stop here. And we believe too that you're going to greater places. You're going to higher places, right? Yeah, so you are blessed, you are favored. And for you to achieve, to reach where you want, you always have to do what is right. One thing I've loved about this school is they don't use force. He has talked about not beating. I've always wanted a school like that, even for myself. I think even I wish it for my kids. You guys are blessed to have such an atmosphere like this, where you're not caned for just anything. We used to be in class, and a teacher would come when they have their own problems from home, and they just come and, you know, the whole class lie down. And some of us who used to fear, really, you would faint at some point. You get. But you guys are blessed. You're not lucky, but you're blessed. Lucky is an understatement. You have a lot that is lying in you. If you have not realized who you are, today you're going to realize who you are, who you're meant to be. Yeah. Let me pass on to my friend.
Thank you. Good evening once again. Yes, so like I said, I'm Opio Stanislas. I'm also a twin. Just to share something brief on today's agenda. We're talking about success and the habits that we do or that we have in school and out of school. Amen. Habits are things that you do daily, like your daily routine. Waking up in the morning, brushing, go to school, come back home, eat, sleep. That is a daily routine. For you to be a success or a successful person in life, first of all, success varies. It's not one way. My success is not your success. Amen. What I might take as success to me might not be your success. So you need to identify your success. What do you want in life? If you achieve that thing that you want in life, that makes you successful. Amen. You don't compare your success with the neighbor's success. If your neighbor has something that you don't have, doesn't mean that you're not successful. Are we together? Are we learning something? Success, your success is dependent on what you want and what you know, not what you don't have. If you've not achieved your goal or your goals, then you're not yet a success. Amen. Daily habits. There is being disciplined. How? Waking up early in the morning. If it's a Sunday and the next day is a Monday, you have to sleep early, wake up early, go to school, pray in the morning before you go to school. Amen. Put everything in the hands of God if you want to be a successful student. There's what we call faith. Faith is believing in things that are not seen, the things that are impossible to men. Dreams. It is not bad to dream big. Don't say, that dream is not mine. Me, I want something small. It is okay to dream big. Back then, they used to ask in schools, teacher comes in class and then he ask you, what do you want to be in future? What do you want to be in future? That was in primary, lower primary or upper. Then people say, I want to be a doctor, I want to be a teacher, I want to be a pilot, I want to be this and that, a lawyer, all that. But all that doesn't just appear all of a sudden. When you're a child, you think it just happens. But like my colleagues have shared, there are stories behind their success. Every successful man has a story behind, doesn't just appear. Amen. So we need to appreciate all the successful people in life, all the icons that you have in life, because what they go through is not easy. Things are tough in the world. But if you plan right at this time, when you're still young, when you still have the energy to work, you don't have to struggle in future when you're grown. Amen. When you're young, you still have the energy to work hard, plan, run errands, do this and that. If you're doing it right, then you're going to succeed. Amen. Yeah. It's a blessing to be here. We are still sharing more, but for now, I beg to stop there. Let my colleague take over.
All right. Thank you so much. And now we're going to the very final part, eh? The very last part. The very last part. Well, ask one or two questions. The mic is moving around. And in the meantime, I would like to remind you to have some self-control, if not a lot of it. You need so much. Not a lot, not some, eh? Get so much self-control, because if you don't have self-control, you are going to be the dumping site for everything, eh? People who want to make you do things, they will just bring to you. Because you can't control yourself, you just say yes, eh? People will introduce things into your ideology. They will imprint new ideas, eh? Make you do things you're not supposed to be doing, all because you don't have self-drive and self-control, eh? Proverbs. Do you have Bibles here? Bibles in the air, please. Bibles in the air. Bibles. Oh, my God. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Proverbs 25, verse 28 says... Can we please go there? Proverbs 25, verse 28. The verse is 28, chapter is 25. It says, like a city without walls is a person
who has no self-control. Can you imagine that? Like a town which has no boundaries, no walls, eh? You're going to leave school and people will want to pressure you into that. They'll be telling you, eh? School is what? Do not allow to become a drunkard. And it starts with one drink, eh? One cut short. That's a short. A short. When you're the first and the second, you won't know where the fifth, the eighth, the tenth, and the one that made you blackout. You won't know where they all came from, eh? They'll just come in flying because drunkards like to be in company. Drunkards like to drink with other people. And you know what else the Bible says about drunkardness? Wine makes you foolish. Wine makes you foolish. Alcohol stirs disputes. Do you know what stirring is? Stirring. Girls, you know how to stir, eh? You know how to stir. Now, alcohol, eh, goes to your foolishness, that small foolishness that is inside your head, eh, and it kutabulas it like this. So that it kunogas, eh? So by the time you're done drinking, you're properly foolish. You understand? I've been there, I've been a drunkard. I don't want you guys to go down the same road, eh? Because first thing a drunkard is going to do when they're still in school is start by chopping classes, sneaking some. What a G, you think you are cool because you have it in the bottle and there is a casoda, there is Mirinda fruit there. No one knows, but you are ruining your future. You are destroying yourself and you are wasting your parents' money. You understand? So if you are not lucky and you're not sponsored, watch your life. Run it the way you are supposed to be running it, not the way other people think you should run it. Okay? And if you are sponsored, hold it dear. At some point, I wished I was sponsored in this place. I wished I was sponsored, but I wasn't. I used to go home for fees and come back. The moment I'm back, I forget each and everything that was making me sad. I say, fees is now paid. Let me get back to having fun. I leave the books again and go back to the girls, escort them to dorm. What? So, boys, if you want to have a successful life, only 5 years from now, don't be like me when I was in your shoes, eh? Don't be like how I was. And girls, don't be like the girls I liked.
Yeah.
Okay? Do not be like the girls I liked.
Yeah.
Because the girls I liked were not focused.
Yes.
That is good. Can you come and say it here? Please come. You have a nice voice. Don't be shy. Don't be shy. Don't be shy. Come and say the closing prayer. Please. We're about to close.
Let's proceed with our questions and answers, please.
Oh, yeah. Let's go. Let's go. Who has the questions? Any questions? Any questions? A single one. For these guys, okay, not me. For these guys, eh? For these guys. You ask them anything you want, anything you want to understand. Please ask. And if you don't have any, I see a hand. Please come over. Please come. Please come. Please come. Come and ask. Yeah, we see a gentleman coming up first and we see girls walking out of the church. Not good.
Good evening, guys. My name is Oket Shadrach Shabel. The question I have is, like sometimes when we are in morning prep or evening preps, what I see from most people, we like sleeping. Even if, whatever how much you try, sleep still attacks us. We have no way of trying, like even if you wash your face, you come back to class, still you feel like dozing. So, like the method for that.
Ah, Mr. Okech was the very first question we had. And he's talking about sleep. You know something I can tell you about sleep? Up to now, sleep still attacks me the same way it used to attack me. That is one. Two, sleep can never be finished. That is a fact. You cannot sleep until you have no more sleep. You will wake up, and in a bit, you will still sleep if you try to. You understand? So sleep can't be finished. And you know something else the Bible says about sleep? Do you know what it says about sleep? Slumber. Do you know what the Bible says about slumber? Eh? It's directly attached to poverty. Directly attached to poverty. So guys, mind what you choose. Right now, what you're going through might be uncomfortable, but you are supposed to go through it as a process for you to become a better person in the future. If you get comfort right now, you are going to get discomfort 5 years from now. So choose wisely. Let's listen to the next question, please.
Praise God, Church. In your sentence, how are you saying that? If you take alcohol, okay, you say that alcohol makes you foolish. But Jesus also used to take wine. But, okay. Guys, listen. How comes that Jesus was not foolish?
I don't know who told. What is your name, bro? What's your name?
Jolly. Bucholi.
Livingstone.
Yeah? Mr. Livingstone says Jesus loved alcohol. Jesus performed the first miracle as turning water into wine. But I know I've not been memorizing the entire Bible, but I don't know if there is a single part where it says Jesus loved alcohol. Is there a single part where it says Jesus drank coke? He turned the water into wine when he was even still young. He was young. That was his first miracle, right? So there is no way it says Jesus loved alcohol. So guys, especially Mr. Livingstone, I would like to remind you that you are better without alcohol. Once you have alcohol in your system, you are alcohol. You are not you. You are the alcohol you've taken, eh? Yeah, so now that will depend on what it was. If it was cheap, you'll be there. If it was not cheap, you'll also just be there. You get, eh? So please, guys, watch your lives. Guard them jealously because that life can never come back. And should I tell you another simple secret? There is no other today. There is no other 2nd July 2025. Everything you've not done today, you will never do in your life. It's just in your memory now. Whatever you thought you were going to do and didn't do, you will never do it all your life. So seize the day, take the moment you have. Everything you have to do, make sure you do it. Okay? Choose what you are supposed to do over comfort, eh?
Question here.
There is a question? Please stand up while you're asking, and when you are about to start asking, say your name first. Yeah. Do we have any girls wanting to know something? I'm only seeing guys asking. Girls. Okay, please go ahead.
Names of St. Ambon. Names of Tos. You say that wine leads to foolishness.
Please, a round of applause as he comes, because I think he has a very nice question. No applause. Hey, at least there is some. Thank you so much. Okay, your question, please.
You say wine leads to foolishness. But during the Last Supper, Jesus gave out wine. Jesus gave out wine to his disciples. Was he giving out foolishness?
Oh, yeah. I like that one. I like the way he has brought it. Now, let me take you to somewhere else where the Bible says you should and how we should use alcohol and wine, eh? Okay? Wine is for celebration. If you drink every day, we are going to assume that you are celebrating something every day. Yeah? It's for celebration. So if you are drinking in the morning and you drink there in the afternoon and you drink again in the evening, we assume that all those times you are celebrating something, right? Right? But how much really do you have to celebrate? Who knows the meaning of the word docile? Docile. D-O-C-I-L-E. Anyone? Docile? Anyone? Docile means submissive. Yeah? Submissive as in to the smallest, the tiniest bit. Eh? You'll be submissive. You'll be like a sheep, which is not bad. But if you drink too much and you have alcohol in your system for 5 years, you'll become like what do you tell to do something and it just does it without thinking twice? A sheep, eh? A what? A duck. That's a nice one. You'll be like a duck. You get? You'll be like a real duck after drinking enough. So, guys, as we finish this, please be assertive. Learn to say no. No. If they are suggesting something you don't want, don't be scared. Say no. I don't want. Yes. You go and dodge.
Yes.
Me, I'm okay in class. Any questions? Another question?
Yeah.
Okay. Please, come forward. Come forward. We close. People are tired.
I'm confident that they're back here.
Huh? You have no self-esteem. Where are you?
No question.
Okay, just stand up. Just stand up. I've been hearing someone with my microphone. They're acting like they're trying to ask a question. There is no one, eh? Thank you guys so much for being patient. I hope you've learned something. There is a question there. It's not a question. Supplement. Oh, he wants to add something. This is my brother Jonah, like the Jonah of the fish. Which fish you are all in right now?
Yeah, hi everyone. I think you should note that not all wines are alcoholic. So you should not draw conclusions that Jesus turned water into wine, so it was alcohol. So we don't have evidence to show that it was alcoholic or not. Alcoholic. So from that, we should not draw basis that, okay, Jesus turned water into wine, so we should drink.
Yeah.
Okay? Thank you.
Yeah, it's okay.
And that is the most beautiful supplement I've ever had all my life. The most beautiful one. I can't say more. So right now, as we close, I would like to first announce this lost key, Reham key holder. If you lost it, go to the sound room after this. You'll be able to get it back, eh? And as we close, guys, I would like to request you, eh? You don't have to do it for me. Do it for yourselves, eh? If you don't want, me, I'm done with school. But if you, in case you want, in case you care, make a daily routine, okay? Make a daily routine of the things you can do and the things you can't do. Make a healthy one. Start a relationship with God, a personal one. Talk to God yourself. You can pray by yourself. Make a relationship with God and make it strong. And you will not regret everything else that is going to happen in your life. So guys, as we come to the very end, I request you all to stand up. And Esther is joining me on stage. And the whole team, radio. The entire team is already in dome. Whoever is not doing anything, please come to the stage. Please come to the stage right now. We are closing. Time is up. Time is up. Time is up. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you very much. And now you're going without the closing prayer.
Okay, you guys, please, I request that you wait for a moment as we close the prayer. Please don't disrespect the Lord. Woo-hoo. Yes. Dear Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for this beautiful moment. Thank you for bringing us here, Lord. Thank you for all the things that we've been listening, oh Jesus. Father, Lord, may we pick up something from all these words, oh God, and learn to do the right thing at the right time and the right place, Lord. Direct our minds and hearts, Father, Lord, to do good things that may only please you, Lord. Take us away from all the things that we may do and that may upset you, Lord. Help us, oh Jesus Christ, through our studies. May we be able to focus not in different stuff, Lord. Guide us, guide our parents out there, our sponsors, our teachers, and our friends. To those who are sick, I dedicate them unto your mighty hand, Lord, that you may be with them, protect them, guide them. Father, Lord, even as we are leaving this place, Lord, bless the people who have come to talk to us. And Father, Lord, as they are going, may you be before them and all around them, oh Jesus Christ. Sleep with us. Let your angels guide us. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I pray.
Amen.
Thank you so much. Have yourselves a wonderful night. And may you practice what you have learned tomorrow.